Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young woman called Lara Andrews, who has a baking business.
Today I'm talking to Lara Andrews, who runs a successful bakery business selling delicious cakes and other things. Lara, what made you open your bakery business?
I've loved baking since I was a child, when I started baking for my school friends. Some of them even offered to pay me to make birthday cakes, but I just did it for fun. I also made one for a teacher who said it was brilliant. Anyway, when I told Mum and Dad, they said I should make a business out of it. They both work in sales, so I guess it's in our family.
What were the challenges when you started your business?
I wanted everything to be absolutely perfect, and I didn't always know where to look to learn about what ingredients to use, how much of each, and so on. The internet was useful, though, and luckily I haven't had to handle customers being negative about my products. I thought it'd take ages to get enough customers, but fortunately it didn't.
Do you prefer baking bread or cakes?
I love baking both. I love simple cakes, but I'll try making anything. Bread's complicated, so I'm always pleased when I get it right. It requires more skill and you have to be patient and do lots of things all in the right order.
What can you do to improve your baking business?
Well, I've recently had several ideas for working with and mixing together unusual ingredients, which I'm experimenting with, rather than just familiar favourites. I'm good at using my imagination. I just have to trust myself more that my ideas will work. I recently put some ads in our local paper and, as a result, I've had several orders come in, which is great.
What about future plans, Lara?
One thing I'll definitely do is start a video blog for children and teenagers so they can bake with me as they watch. And a friend of mine suggested that I produce my own cookery book one day. I'm not sure about that, though. I've also considered opening a cafe, but that's very different from what I really enjoy doing, which is baking at home.
Finally, do you have any advice for people wanting to start their own baking business?
Well, speaking as someone with experience in this industry, I think it's important to remember that you'd be very lucky if you actually got rich. You don't need professional training, but do practice. Remember the old saying, practice makes perfect.
Well, thanks for joining us, Lara.
My pleasure.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Lara Andrews, who runs a successful bakery business selling delicious cakes and other things. Lara, what made you open your bakery business?
I've loved baking since I was a child, when I started baking for my school friends. Some of them even offered to pay me to make birthday cakes, but I just did it for fun. I also made one for a teacher who said it was brilliant. Anyway, when I told Mum and Dad, they said I should make a business out of it. They both work in sales, so I guess it's in our family.
What were the challenges when you started your business?
I wanted everything to be absolutely perfect, and I didn't always know where to look to learn about what ingredients to use, how much of each, and so on. The internet was useful, though, and luckily I haven't had to handle customers being negative about my products. I thought it'd take ages to get enough customers, but fortunately it didn't.
Do you prefer baking bread or cakes?
I love baking both. I love simple cakes, but I'll try making anything. Bread's complicated, so I'm always pleased when I get it right. It requires more skill and you have to be patient and do lots of things all in the right order.
What can you do to improve your baking business?
Well, I've recently had several ideas for working with and mixing together unusual ingredients, which I'm experimenting with, rather than just familiar favourites. I'm good at using my imagination. I just have to trust myself more that my ideas will work. I recently put some ads in our local paper and, as a result, I've had several orders come in, which is great.
What about future plans, Lara?
One thing I'll definitely do is start a video blog for children and teenagers so they can bake with me as they watch. And a friend of mine suggested that I produce my own cookery book one day. I'm not sure about that, though. I've also considered opening a cafe, but that's very different from what I really enjoy doing, which is baking at home.
Finally, do you have any advice for people wanting to start their own baking business?
Well, speaking as someone with experience in this industry, I think it's important to remember that you'd be very lucky if you actually got rich. You don't need professional training, but do practice. Remember the old saying, practice makes perfect.
Well, thanks for joining us, Lara.
My pleasure.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.